one ha'ara, which really is a continuation. It's a hemshech of some of the raid that we spoke about last night. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Hiskachi li b'mam. It's very hard to pick and choose which one of these Gemaras we should talk a little bit about. But the two dots on Dafches Amar Aleph, about 20 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Elazar said that if a man tells a woman, Hiskachi li b'mam, and he didn't give her the full money. He only gave a dinar. Harezu mikudeshes, talach is the kedushin schal, the yashlim, and he has an obligation, he has a chiv to go and make up the balance. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, because the way Rabbi Elazar understood what this man was saying is that the man is saying that I want to be mekadesh you in the regular way. Isha niknes be kesef. How much kesef? Beisul says pruta. I'm being mekadesh you with a pruta. However, I'm being mekadesh you ala tanai, a tanai of almanas, and the tanai is that I am going to give you at some point an entire mon. But as it relates to the kesef kedushin, that is merely a pruta, just like all kedushin is. Therefore, if he gave her a dinar, which is even more than a pruta, the halacha is hareza mikudeshes. However, v'yashlim, this kedushin was done on atanai, and being that it was done on atanai, he therefore has a chiv to go now and give the rest of the money. And what happens if he doesn't give the rest of the money? So then there's a bittul of the tanai. If there's a bittul on the tanai, then there's going to be a bittul on the kedushin. But the point is, what you have here is not a situation where the kesef kedushin needs to be a mana. It's a regular kedushin ala tanai. The tanai is al menashe etin l'chama. The Rashba right here in kedushin daf ches amar aleph, he asks a bomb kasha. Fake the Rashba, according to you, Rabbi Elazar, hiskachli b'mana v'nasal ladinar, hareza mekudeshes v'yashlim. We look at it as a kedushin ala tanai. We know tanayim require mishpatei atanayim, and if that's the case, where's the tanai kafel? Where's the Hein Kodem Lelav? Where's all the different halachas that govern Dinei Tanayim? So fake the Rashba. Oh, here he didn't even make a Tanay. He said, Iskachi li b'mana. That's all he said. So how can Iskachi li b'mana be a Tanay? A Tanay has a whole Shulchan Aruch. There's a way you're supposed to make a Tanay. And being that this person never read ois all the Mishpatei HaTanayim, so how is it possible that the way we're going to interpret what happened over here is that it's a tanai? As I freak the Rashba, says the Rashba, a teretz nifla. He says that it could be that this Gemara is a makar to the Shita San Rambam. The Rambam has a very, very famous Shita that there's a fundamental difference between a tanai, where the nature of the tanai is that I want the chalois not to happen until I'm a kaim the tanai, versus a tanai of almanas, where I'll make a tanai, but when the tanai is niskayim l'mafreya, I want the chalois to be chal. The Rambam says that when a person makes a tanai and the tanai is almanas, the tanai does not have to conform with the mishpatei atanoim. It's a very, very big chiddush, but it's the shita sa Rambam in Bok Tzener in his Yad Chazaka. So says the Rashba, like the Rambam, it's mamish beautiful. Because like the Rambam, I'll tell you that being that this tanai is anyways a tanai of almanas, right? The Gemara said, what's the pshat? It's because kimin the amala mana, the yav ladina command the amala almanas dami. From Ravuna, my rabbi, koloi me almanas, kur me achshav dami. So in Rabbi Loz's world, it's a tanai. What kind of tanai is it? It's a tanai of almanas. Oh, if it's a tanai almanas, it doesn't have to work with mishpatei atanoim. And because it doesn't have to work with mishpatei atanoim, so it's for that reason, says the Rashba, it's gevaldik. The problem is, that's only going to work like the Rambam. The Rambam that holds that every tanai almanas doesn't require mishpatei atanoim. So it's gachuli b'mana. Although he didn't speak out to mishpatei atanoim, it doesn't bother me because it's a tanai, albeit an almanastic tanai. In Sadas Abriya fin tanoim, in the world of the Rambam, that doesn't need mishpatei atanoim. But most of the Rishonim are chaylik on the Rambam. And according to the Rishonim that are chaylik on the Rambam, Hodra Kushis Arashba Leduchte, L'chayru, what happened to the Mishpatei Atnoim? How could Rabbi Elazar say, Eskachli B'mano, you give a dinar, the way we teach it is Kemando Amar Almanaz Dami. What do you mean, Kemando Amar Almanaz Dami? There's no ke'ilus when it comes to Tanoim. When it comes to Tanoim, you have to speak it out. Because if you don't speak it out, it's chaser in the Mishpatei Atnoim. L'chur, what happened to Tanai Kofa? What happened to all the Mishpatei Atnoim? Zokta Avni Meluim, Zok the Avni Malum a Teretz Nifla. And really, the Hakdama to the Avni Malum's Teretz Nifla is last night's raid. The last part of last night's raid. So let's chazar. I think it's something that can use a chazara anyways. And that is, the Gemara on the Avav Amidbeis discussed the halacha of someone's Mekadosh and Isha, or for that matter, he buys something, or he does Pidyon HaBen, with the Matana Amanas Lahachzer. Matana Amanas Lahachzer. Shma Matana, Loi Shma Matana. And it's a whole Arichos, the Maskana, the Gemara said, Bekulu Kani Lebar Me'isha. Matana Amanas Lahachzer is Shma Matana, with the exception of Ishus, with the exception of Mesechtes Kedushin. And the reason is, Lafisha Ein Isha Niknas Bechalipin, and like Rashi said, a Matana Amanas Lahachzer is eerily similar to a Soder, and being that Kinyat Soder wouldn't work, so to Matana Amanas Lahachzer wouldn't work either. One of the members that were quoted in the sugya of Matana Amanas Lahachzer was something that Rava said in Mesechtes Sukkah. A man goes over to his friend on Sukkahs, Heilach Esrig Zeh. You want to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Dal Minim with my Esrig, right? You can use a borrowed Esrig on the first day of Sukkot because it's a halacha of Lechem. I'm willing to give you my Esrig. However, al menasha tachzi re'eli, I'll give it to you as a matana al menas lahachzer. Said Rava, Nakloi, if the person took the Esrig and he was Mekayim his Mitzvah, Yotza, not Yotza. Hichziro, if he gives it back, Yotza. Vim lav, if he doesn't give it back, lo Yotza. Why? If he gives it back, so he was Mekayim the Tanai. If he was Mekayim the Tanai, so the Matana was a Matana. If the Matana was a Matana, so it was yours, therefore you could be Yoitza. If he doesn't return it, comes out he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai. If he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai, so the Matana wasn't a Matana, it wasn't Lochem. If that's the case, Lo Yotza, he's not going to be Yoitza. I don't understand. Even if Loich Ziroi, still, the halacha should be that he's Yoitza. Why? Because although this person made a Tanai, he said, I'm giving it to you as a Matana, Amanas Lahachzer, but at the same time, the Tanai wasn't a Tanai Kafel. And being that it wasn't a Tanai Kafel, so it's not Oiske Halten Mishpatei HaTanayim. If you give someone a Matana, Ala Tanai, and the Tanai is not a good Tanai, you have a Matana, and you don't have to worry about the Tanai. If that's the case, the Matana is a Matana Mamonav Shach. Why is it only a Matana if he fulfills the Tanai, meaning Lo Yechzir Lo Yotza, Afilu Lo should be Yotza, because the Matana is a Matana regardless, based on the fact that the Tanai wasn't a good Tanai. Why? Because it was a Tanai that wasn't Oiske Halten B'Mishpatei HaTanayim. As I frek Tosis. And Tosis to answer this kasha says his big Yisoy, the Ikka Tanai, the Loi Bayu Kafel. If it's so clear, there's an umdin in the Muchach of what exactly is going on, most Tanayim can't check off that box. But where it's so muchach and it's so evident exactly what's happening in a situation like this, you would not have to come on to Tanai Kafel. This is Tosis. Freik Tosis, a very, very subtle, but a very, very profound question. And that is, Tosis, when he asked his kasha of Matana Amanas Lahachzer, L'chur is not a Tanai Kafel, he asked it on Rava's Memra, which was mentioned towards the end of the sugya. Heilach esrig zeh amanasha tachzi re'oli, not the v'chzira yotze, v'mlav lo yotze, v'mlav lo yotze, v'im toime. That's what Tosis had a problem. Freik Tzoyis, why did Tosis ask the kasha right in the beginning of the sugya? The minute the Gemara opened its mouth and said a word about a matana amanas lahachzer, Tosis should have been all over it. What kind of Tanai is this? Heilach mona amanasha tachzi re'oli b'mechel loikana. Why b'mechel loikana? Because you said Amanasha Tachzi Re'oli, you didn't make a Tanai Kafel, so it's a regular Kinyan Kesef. Be'isha Eina Mekudeshes. Why Be'isha Eina Mekudeshes? Because it's a Matan Amanas La'achzer, it wasn't a Tanai Kafel, so there's no Amanas La'achzer. Be'pidyon HaBein Ein B'nei Padi. Right? The whole sugya shries that for whatever reason a Matan Amanas La'achzer is a good Tanai Alkoponim. So Tosis only asked the Kashin, Heilach Esrig Zeh, Lo Yechzir, Lo Yotzev in Toimer. That's where this famous Tosis suddenly emerges. Freik the Tosis, the whole sugya shrying. This kasha, why did Tosfos ask such a nuanced question and not a very macro global question that I don't understand the whole patent of Matana Manas La'achzer? L'chura, every Matana Manas La'achzer is chaser in the Mishpatei HaTanayim. So last night we spoke out the two mahalchim of Diktsois. What we need is the second mahalch of Diktsois. Says Diktsois in the second mahalch, Adavar Niflo. He says, it's poshut to me that if a person would agree on some financial transaction, and there would be a Tanai. And the Tanai is not Oiske Halten B'Mishpatei HaTanayim. It wasn't a Tanai Kafel, let's say. The halacha is that even though the Tanai would not be a Tanai, but at the same time, the party that needs to be obligated to fulfill something per this Tanai will have an obligation to fulfill whatever that is. Meaning, this that we say, that a Tanai that's not Oiskahalta Mishpatei HaTanoim is not a Tanai just means that this Tanai does not have the ability to impact the Maisa that was done. Abrivostin's Negeya, the Chiyuv and the obligation that the parties have based on their handshake and based on the documents that they sign, of course that Chiyuv is going to be in place. Right, the Ktzai says, what would be if two people are sitting at a closing table and they're working on some deal? I'll sell you my field, no problem. But I'm only going to sell you my field. I want you to give me 10 bushels of grain, and they sign off on it, and everybody agrees to that. Could you come later and say, says the Ktzai, what do you mean? There was no taikafel. So if there was no taikafel, I don't have to give it to you. You crazy? Of course you have to give it to him. This was the deal. What's the difference if the deal was I'll sell it to you for $1,000 or the deal was I'll sell it to you for $900 and 10 bushels of grain? A deal is a deal is a deal. So of course you have to agree to it. You're right. If it wasn't a tonight kafel, so then the deal's going to be a deal mamon of shach, whether you give the money or not. And if you don't give the money, you'll just be a ganav. But you won't have the ability by not giving the money to impact the transaction. Where it's negay whether the tanai is oiskalten b'mishpatei atanayim or not oiskalten b'mishpatei atanayim, that is only manifest. That's something that only plays itself out, whether or not the tanai has the ability to be sois to the transaction or not be sois to the transaction. Abavos is negay the chiyuvim, of course. If I agree to it, if we said that I'll give you matana amanas that you're going to give me masayim zuz, of course you have a chiyuv to give masayim zuz. Now it's true, if it's not b'mishpatei atanayim, then if you don't give the masayim zuz, the matana will be a matana regardless. If the tanai was a tanai kafel and it was oiskal b'mishpatei atanayim, then if you don't give the masayim zuz, the maisa won't be a maisa. Abavas is negeya the chiv, that's neither here nor there. In other words, every single time a person would give something to someone and make a tanai, that person will now have a chiv to fulfill that tanai. The only nafgamina of whether it's a good tanai or not a good tanai is whether if he doesn't fulfill the tanai, will it be soisa what was done or will it not be soisa what was done? Says the Ksais, it's for that reason in the Tchilas HaSugi, when Tosfos saw the concept of matan amanas lahachzer, Tosfos didn't think necessarily that works with tanayim. Because Tosfos just thought, he had a havamina, maybe there's a chsarun in a matan amanas lahachzer, simply based on the fact that I'm giving you something and you're obligated to give it back to me. You'll tell me it wasn't done by mishpatei atanayim. Who cares? You're still obligated to give it back to me. Right? What's the difference if the arrangement was you're going to give me 10 bushels of grain, or the arrangement was the field that I'm giving you, you're going to give back to me. This is a privately negotiated transaction. You can make it whatever you want it to be. And as a result, being that the person has a chiyuv to take that thing and give it back, so maybe that's the chsar in the matan amanas lahachzer. You know where Tosfos saw mishpatei atanayim. You know where Tosfos rolled his sleeves up. And you know what Tosfos asked of him, Toimer. It was in one connection of the sugya where a person gave someone an esrig, and now he was yotza with the esrig. Hechziroi, yotza, lo yechziroi, lo yotza. Said Tosfos, one second. What matters now is whether he gives it back or doesn't give it back. Why should that impact anything? He has a chiyuv to give it back. The question then is, why should it matter if he does or doesn't? Oh, must be there's a tanai going on over here. It must be that when he gave it al tanai. And the tanai was, it's yours only if you give it back. If you don't give it back, it's not going to be yours. That's why yichzira, when he gives it back, yatza. But lo yichzira, when he doesn't give it back, it's going to be lo yatza. Oh, it's working with tanayim. Now it has to have mishpatei atanayim. And it doesn't have mishpatei atanayim. It's v'im taim er fake taisa, my lo yatza. Ho lo yhav et tanai kafel. That's the ktsais. And the ktsais fears ois, the way we spoke out last night. Lefizeh comes out of nifla de gazach. Because usually you're accustomed to thinking, I think, that if a tanai is a tanai kafel, so you're bound by the tanai. If the tanai is not a tanai kafel, shtosan. You don't have to worry about it. It's actually just the opposite. It's literally 180 degrees. If a person makes a tanai and the tanai is a tanai kafel, you're less bound by this tanai than you would be if the tanai was not a tanai kafel. Because if the tanai is a tanai kafel, so there was a handshake agreement. What was the deal? I'll give it to you. Meaning I'll do mine on the condition that you do yours. Okay, I have two choices. I could either do mine or not do mine. If I do it, gewaldig. If I don't, that's also fine. Right, there's two choices, right? You'll have to say no. That's a choice. So good, I'm not going to fulfill the tanai. Who said I have a right to do that? And I won't. You'll get yours back and we can go both live happily ever after. If, however, a person gives someone a matana and he makes a tanai,
And the Tanai is not a Tanai Kafel, so you're getting the Matana Mamonav Shach. If you now don't live up to your end of the deal, Bist a Gazlin, or a Ganiv, or whatever, some synonym thereof. And as a result, you right now did something bad. So you're actually more imposed by the Tanai, when the Tanai is not Ois Gehaltim and Mishpatei HaTanayim, then if not, it's a Dover Nifla, and in the words of the Ktzois, V'zeklau Gadol B'Tanai. This is a very, very important rule when it comes to Tanai. Either way, this is the aside of the Ktzois, that if a person makes a Tanai, even if the Tanai is not Ois Gehaltim and Mishpatei HaTanayim, it doesn't mean that the obligation of the Tanai doesn't exist. To the contrary, it exists even more like the Ktzois Fira's eyes. What it means is now this Tanai is not going to have the ability to go ahead and impact, it's not going to have the ability to be sois or anything. Says the Ktzois, in Avni Meluim, this Avni Meluim is in Simin Chof Tes, it's Sif Katan Yud Dalet, that the Rajba asked the Kasha on our Gemara, Kedushin Daf Chesamad Aleph, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Hiskatchali B'mana, a man was Mekadesh and Isha with a mana, V'nosan Lo Dinar, and he gives her a dinar. Hareza mekudeshes v'yashlem. My time, because given the amala mana v'yav la dinar, the way we interpret this whole Indian is kimanda amala amanas dami. We look at it as if he said, "I'm going to be mekadesh you in the regular way," and he gave her a dinar. Amanas that I'm going to go now, and I'm going to give you the rest at some future date. Fake the Rashba that I don't understand. What happened to mishpatei atanayim? Oh, so the Rashba's right to the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that every Tanai of Almanas doesn't have to conform with Mishpatei HaTanayim. But the problem is, most Rishonim argue with the Rambam. So according to all the other Rishonim, how are you going to learn the Sugya? Says the Avni Meluim, Veli Nira, that Pshat in the Sugya is different than the way the Rashba understood the Sugya. You know, Pshat in the Sugya is, it's not a Tanai. There's no Tanayim going on over here. Now, the Gemara does invoke the words of Kaloyim Almanas, Kaloyim Me'ach Shadami, I am the Avni Meluim beyond the scope of the raid by to see how the Avni Meluim makes that work. But says the Avni Meluim, the Iker is the punchline, the Iker is the Vart, the Iker is the Lundis, the Iker is the Pilpul, the Iker is the Geshmak. So says the Avni Meluim, I'll tell you what's happening in the Sugya. What's happening in the Sugya is, the way Rabbi Laz understands it is that this man was just Mekadesh and Isha. And it's true, it was not a Tanai Kafel. Does that change anything? What did Rabbi Laz say? Hiskatchili b'mana, v'nosan ladinar, hareza mikudashes v'yashlim. So, Avni Meluim, it's l'shitasi to what I wrote in Tzais, that if a person makes a Tanai, and the Tanai is not uskaltim and mishpatei atanayim, still there's a chiyah v'yashlim. The kedushin's a kedushin, not vas v'yashlim. You can have a chiyah to go ahead and make it up. Aba vas negei the kedushin, avada the kedushin's gonna be chal. So says the Avni Meluim, who said anything about Tanayim? The Rajba couldn't fathom another way to learn the sugya. He said, obviously, it's a tutzachta Tanai. No, it's not a Tanai. No one said anything about Tanayim. What happened over here is, we look at it as if there's a regular kedushin right now, V'yashlim, and you have a chiv. If there's no Tanai, why do you have a chiv to be mashlim? Oh, that's me l'shitasi, and so it's reish me'mal of des. That even if the Tanai is not oiskaltim and mishpatanei atoim, still you're going to have to be mashlim. Says the Avni Meluim, u'bezeh yis yashiv. With this you can answer a poshit pshat kasha in the sukya. Masha hiksha ochi. That question that my brother asked. Harav hamuflig mayreinu v'rabbeinu Rab Chaim Koyen. Behod, the makshu b'gemara perakamah the kedushin. The gemara asked the kasha that mesavei a problem with Rabbi Lazar. What was the kasha Rabbi Lazar from a brisa? Right, the big part of the sugi was trying to answer Rabbi Lazar's halacha from a brisa. The brisa says it's katchuli b'mana. This exact case: a man's b'kadosh shenisha with a mana. By your mind of a holich, he's counting for rotz echamehem lachzar, and one of them wanted to be chayzer. Afilu b'dinah achron arushus biyada. You could be chayzer, and this is a kasha on Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Chaim Koyen, the brother of the Ktzois, asked the Ktzois. He says, "I understand pashup shat and the Gemara. Right, we sort of amerged it a little bit when we learned the Gemara. What's pashup shat? Why shouldn't you be able to be chayzer? We didn't see in Rabbi Lazar's halacha that you can't be chayzer. I can't be chayzer, why? Because hareza mekudeshes, the kedushin's a kedushin ala tanai. So being that the kedushin's a kedushin ala tanai, so it's for that reason, what? I can't be chayzer? The kedushin's not really a kedushin. You have to be mekayim the tanai first. So why can't I be chayzer? Again, Rabbi Lazar said that hiskatchi b'mon v'nos ladin hareza mekudeshes v'yashlin. Fake the Gemara Kasha from a Braisa. What do you see in the Braisa? In that exact case,
Gemara gives two terusim that it's not the exact case. But the Gemara, the Kasha, thinks it's the exact case. You could be Chayzer. It's the Chakash and Rabbi Lazar. What's the Chakash and Rabbi Lazar? I was Mekadosh Yuel Atanai. I can't be Chayzer until I fulfill the Tanai. So the Rambam Sheet in Periches Halach Aleph and the Chizgerishin is Enochanami. A person makes a Tanai of Meyachshav, you can't be Chayzer anymore. Besneder. But what about all the Rishonim that are Chaylik on the Rambam? It's a great Sakasha. And by the way, you know who asks this Kasha? The Meiri asks this Kasha. Alatar. Pasha Pshah. How do you learn the Gemara Dafyoimi? Nothing fancy. How do you read Pasha Pshah in the Gemara? If Pshat and Rabbi Lazar is, a man was Mekadosh Yishe al Tanai, you can't be Chayzer? Till you're Mekayim the Tanai, why shouldn't you be able to be Chayzer? Says the Ktsois, and Abnei Meluim, the feed the way I'm learning, the Gemara is so meridic. Because there was no Tanai. You know why there was no Tanai? The Rajbah's Kasha. Because it's not Ois Galtav and Mishpatei HaTanayim. So what was there? There's a regular, full-fledged Kedushin. Ay, V'yashlim. V'yashlim doesn't mean to be Mekayim the Tanai, because if you don't, then it's going to turn out it's bottle. V'yashlim means you have a Chiv. Because every Tanai, even if it's not Ois Galtav and Mishpatei HaTanayim, you have to be Mashlim. But here's the point. And here's the punchline. The punchline is the Kedushin's Chal Mamonavshach. So Frank the Gemara, if the Kedushin's Chal Mamonavshach, of Shachav Akasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says you could be Chayzer. How can you be Chayzer? If you do a Kedushin Allah Tanai, good. Now we could stop being Mafalfa. You could be Chayzer, you can't be Chayzer. It was never a Kedushin Allah Tanai. If this was never a Kedushin Allah Tanai, Savadi, you can't be Chayzer. You can't be Chayzer. That is Poshib Shad in the Gemara. So Zokta Avni Maluim, Lashitasi, and Ktsai, Sresh Mamal of Taz. That's what's going on here in this Gemara. What's going on is, it's Kachali Vamana, Harezim Kudesh, and Fiyashim. It doesn't mean Midin Tanai. That's not what's happening over here. Again, the Diktuk HaLoshon of the Gemara needs to be worked out a little bit, and the Ktsois talks about it there in Avni Malum. But the bottom line is, what's happening over here is it's a Kedushin, not a Latanai. It's not Oiska Halten B'Mishpatei HaTanayim. And that's why the Kedushin's Chal Lechalutin, you still have a Chiyah V'Yashlim. That's the Ktsois's big Chiddush, that even a Tanai that's not Oiska Halten B'Mishpatei HaTanayim is something you're obligated to do. And that's Goof of Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. That was the Kasha from the Brice. And the Brice, you see, it could be Chayzer. How could you be Chayzer? Now, if it was Allah Tanai, why shouldn't you be able to be Chayzer? Good, it's totally the Machlokes Rishonim. But how are those Rishonim going to learn the Gemara? The Teretz is Oktav Nemalun. Rabbi Lazar never meant Noyim. That's not what was happening over here. What he meant was, it's a Kedushin, V'yashlim Poshet Al Tzeschiv. If that's Pshat in this Sugya, it's a Raya Gedoylo to the Ktsois and Reish Memalef Tes. Either way, these are two Ktsoises, Lashita Sayu. Mamish Dvarim Nefloyim, and we will stop here.